Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, I'm sorry.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Well, if you missed Hour 1 and my chat with Dr. Ben Carson, you might want to go get the podcast for it. It's on SoundCloud.com/KMC Radio. You can also subscribe to everything Kevin McCullough Radio on iTunes. Just by search Kevin McCullough Radio or KMC Radio. Either one. It'll get you there. And then you can subscribe, get it for free. We never put it behind a paywall. We like to have an access to the content, so we're grateful. And coming up on my daily show this week, at some point, Mr. Eric Trump's supposed to stop by. So we'll be talking to one of the president's relatives again. And we're grateful to have you with us tonight on this Saturday night live. Our phone line's open, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. A little bit later in the hour, I'm going to talk about this story, but the Democrats are demanding that Twitter and Facebook take down an edited video of Nancy Pelosi ripping up the State of the Union speech that the president posted this week. The president didn't edit it, but he did post it. And they're crying and complaining, oh, it misleads and misrepresents and blah, blah, blah. So we'll get into this. I'm actually going to show you the video. If you're watching on Biz TV, you want to jump on our live stream online at Twitter or at Periscope at KMC Radio. Because what they did was kind of clever. They took all of the people that he honored, the Tuskegee Airmen, the African-American scholarship winner, little girl that won the scholarship, the boy who lost his dad to, fighting terrorism, the family that he reunited from the dad that gets home from current duty. And then after each section, they insert the visual of Nancy Pelosi ripping the speech. And they're saying, oh, it's misleading and it's terrible. But that's kind of what she did, right? Like, tearing it up at the end is essentially tearing up everything that's in it. So does it really matter if, like, they creatively edit it so that it's looking like she's tearing it after that segment or not? I don't know. But I'd like to take your calls on that. 888-340-3373 later in the hour. 888-340-3373. In the ladies' lounge tonight, we've got KT McFarland joining us. She's going to be awesome. One of my favorite people on planet Earth, and someone who knows her stuff when it comes to national security and the defense of the country, what we need to do give for the common defense. So she's coming up. And I want to remind you, because last week we had 10 people step up and say, hey, we're interested in going to Israel. The week before that, we had 9 people, different people, that stepped up and said, hey, we're interested in going to Israel. Friends, I've only got 55 seats on the bus in Israel. So if you have not heard, we are planning a big trip to Israel this November, November 12th through the 21st. There will be multiple days of history and culture and food and beauty. If you're someone who believes in the faith of Christianity, you'll love this trip because we're going to go all the biblical sites. If you're someone who practices Orthodox Judaism, you're going to love this trip because we're going to see sites that are important to you. If you're someone who doesn't embrace faith at all, but you think that our alliance with Israel is important for the peace in the region and the security of the world, you will love this trip because we will see things that will blow your mind. Things like the Iron Dome and, you know, all kinds of cool stuff. So if you've ever wanted to go to Israel, make plans to do that with us November 12th through the 21st of this year. It is an amazing trip. I've been there now, I think, 3 times, and I have been able to go with listeners. But this is the first time I've ever offered the Saturday Night Show listenership the opportunity to come with me. And I would be so honored if you would join us. Now, here's all you need to do. Send us an email to my email address. address. We'll put it back on the screen for you. But the email address is KMCRadio, Kevin McCullough, radio, KMCRadio, at gmail.com. And then in the subject line, put Israel. And here's what you're going to get in return. I'm going to send you an electronic version of a full-color brochure that has all the details of the entire itinerary on there. I'm also going to send you a copy of my ebook from 2014 when I went in the first time that I went. I came back and I produced. We'll show this. This is the hard copy version. You can come to the camera here, Walter. This is the hard copy version of the book that I produced, but I have an electronic version of this book. This is my first trip to Israel, and everything that I experienced is laid out in this, from the food that I ate to the places we stayed and the things that I saw. It's more than 100 pages of everything that you will see when you're there, and then we will see more than what's in this book. But you'll get the electronic version of this picture book at no cost to you when you write tonight and say, I want information about your trip to Israel. Again, just send an email to kmcradio@gmail.com. Put Israel in the subject line. On the subject line, put Israel. If you don't put Israel in the subject line, I may not see it right away. You've got to put Israel in the subject. I get too many emails. So when I go through and I want to look through for people that are wanting the information, I want to make sure we get it to the right people. Put Israel in the subject line and send that to kmcradio@gmail.com. You'll get the full color brochure. You'll get the web link on where you can hold your spot, and it doesn't cost much to hold your spot. In fact, the whole trip is very economical for someone that wants to go to Israel, once in a lifetime kind of bucket trip kind of list. This is your perfect thing. We're going to stay in 4- and 5-star hotels, luxury all the way through. You never have to lift a finger. Meals are included, an air-conditioned bus, Wi-Fi on the bus. There's all kinds of advantages to what you're going to do, and we get to do it together. I've also got a couple of really good Bible teachers are going to be with us, and when we get to the biblical sites, if you want to know more about, you know, what happened there, they're going to be able to help illuminate that for us. So please, if you want to hold a spot, be in touch as soon as possible, because we've already had 20 people contact us from the show. We've got some other people that are here in the New York area that are wanting to hold seats. We may be at 20, 30, 35 seats already held on a 55-seat tour bus already. Please write tonight, kmcradio@gmail.com, and put Israel in the subject line, and then you'll get all of the information. We'll send you the free color brochure. We'll send you the itinerary. And then if you write tonight, you're going to get the From Shiloh to Shalom ebook with that at no additional charge. It'll come directly to your inbox, and just grateful to be able to offer that to you. And then look forward to seeing you in November. We'll be on the same bus together. Be a lot of fun. Spend 8-9 days in Israel together. And it really does change your life. If you think you understand the Middle East, if you think you understand things about, even if you're a person of faith, you think you understand things, and then you go there and you stand in places where, for instance, Jesus actually stood, and you go, whoa, this is the spot where it happened. You know, Hamilton, the room where it happened? How about the spot where it happened? A few thousand years before. That's the coolness of doing Israel. And we've got the very best tour guides. We've got the very best accommodations. And it is a very well-valued trip. You can take a trip of this quality and pay a lot more for it in a lot of other places. This is gonna blow your mind how good it is for 8-9 days there in country, and then to be able to do it for the cost that we're doing. It's just really remarkable. So get your information and then be ready to hold your spot. KMCRadio@gmail.com. Put Israel in the subject line and we'll go from there. All right. Now, coming up, we've got KT McFarland, who's going to join us. She is a former National Security Advisor to President Trump. She was the first Deputy National Security Advisor of his administration, actually. But before that, she had worked for 4 other administrations in the Pentagon at very high levels. And in fact, her rank as a civilian within the Pentagon was the equivalent of a 3-star general on the civilian side. So she had a lot of authority and a lot of weight. She's written a new book titled Revolution, and it is all about what the people that are trying to take down the president are doing, and she has firsthand knowledge of this because they tried to ensnare her into some of the trappings that they were trying to use to bring the president down. She had worked with General Flynn. She, of course, was appointed by the president. They thought they could muscle her over and make her play ball, and when she chose not to, it was a stressful time, put a lot of stress on her, had a lot of things that she had to kind of figure out and work around, but now she's telling the true story in her own book called Revolution, and I want you to not only hear what she has to say tonight, but also then go get the book and support her for her great work as a patriot. But Kevin McCullough, and then we're going to take your calls the rest of the show as well, 888-340-3373, especially when we get to this, should Facebook and Twitter be forced to take down a video because Nancy Pelosi doesn't like it, because they say it's unfair in terms of how it makes her look as it relates to the State of the Union. We'll take that topic after we chat with Casey McFarland. Okay? 888-340-3373 if you want to join the conversation. 888-340-3373. If you'd like to email me, kmcradio@gmail.com. Don't put Israel in the subject line. Put other stuff in the subject line. But if you want information about the Israel trip, put Israel in the subject line, and you'll get your free gifts tonight when you write. All right? Kevin McCullough coming right back live from New York. Don't go anywhere. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Beautiful shot of New York tonight, and I hope that wherever you are, it's a beautiful night as well. If you want to see us online, if you're listening by way of radio and didn't know we had a visual component, we do. It's on Twitter and Periscope. You can also see it on YouTube. And you can also watch us on Biz TV. It's one of the places we're also at tonight. And grateful for all those partnerships with all those people. Every single week in the second hour, we do open up a thing called the Ladies Lounge, and we ask people that are female, that have a great articulation about what they can talk about and what their expertise are, to come on and to be with us. It's part of what we do every single week, because I think there are some that deserve greater understanding and greater access than what they are given on the rest of the media. So I'm always honored to bring in people. And tonight we're bringing in KT McFarland, who has written a new book called Revolution. I'm going to ask her to tell us about that. But KT, always grateful for your friendship. We go way back to the Fox Strategy Room days, and making turkey for Thanksgiving and other things, some of the signature discussions that we've had. But it is always a joy to welcome you, and thanks for coming on back tonight, because there's a lot of important things to talk about, and I'm just grateful that you can be here.
Honor and a pleasure, Kevin, always.
Now, remind me, you were the civilian rank in the Pentagon of what equivalent military rank?
A three-star general, and that was in the Reagan administration.
Yeah. Well, and some people are looking at your picture going, she wasn't old enough to be that in the Reagan administration. But that's a different story altogether. So you're watching the proceedings. You're seeing the same thing that I am, Kim Strassel is. You've watched these public version of the proceedings for the last 3 weeks. What are your takeaways?
Well, I actually speak from a pew of experience, because I was in the Nixon administration as a very young aide to Henry Kissinger in the West Wing on the National Security Council when we went through the Nixon Watergate crisis and Nixon resigned rather than face guaranteed impeachment. Trump's not going to resign. But the thing that's different about it this time is it's such a partisan. Only one party is doing it, the other party is not. And there's no crime. I mean, this is like Watergate without the break-in. There was no fundamental crime, and they're trying to convict Trump of thought crimes or some things that he said, which were perhaps a little impolitic. But people say a lot of things, and if you always, the thing I've learned in working for Donald Trump and having worked for him closely at the very crisis beginning of his administration is, don't look at what he says. You know, he'll tell us Kim Jong-un of North Korea, he'll say, my rockets are bigger than your rockets, 1 week, and the next week he'll say, I'm sending him love letters. Always watch what Trump does.
Right.
And did he do anything wrong with Ukraine? No. Did he collude with the Russians during the campaign? No. So what they're doing is basically telling the American people, don't look here. There's nothing really going on except we want to get rid of this president because we know we can't beat him at the polls in 2020.
Well, and the methodology that they're using to do that is to raise a lot of questions around what seems to me to be somewhat normal practices. Now, I want to get your opinion on that, given the fact that you've dealt with national security and foreign affairs issues to the level that you have. One of the big things that they brought up all through the Intel Committee hearings, and it's reared its head today in a couple of statements by the counsel for the Democrats, is that, you know, he was running a secondary foreign policy outside of the State Department. Now, I seem to remember candidate Trump campaigning rather candidly on his not great fond love of the State Department and how we had always done things in terms of foreign policy and how all aid at every level of every nation, even Israel, was going to be reevaluated based on their relationship and commitments to U.S. policy. Does anything that you've seen in the Ukraine matter seem to go beyond what he campaigned on?
No. And in fact, Trump, I mean, the reason I supported Trump and broke with the Republican establishment in the foreign policy community is that he called out the things that the Republican and Democrat communities, foreign policy communities, had done wrong for 20 years. They'd never stood up to China. They were involved in these two forever wars in Afghanistan and Iraq and lost them both. And they didn't stand up to Iran. And they were sort of reflexively doing things. And so I think he was absolutely right to want to take a look, not just at aid to Ukraine, but aid to everybody, and particularly aid to Ukraine. It's the third most corrupt country in the world. So I think that maybe he was a little inopportune in how he said it, but if he had said, look, I want you guys in Ukraine, I want you to look at corruption wherever it may lead, and even if it leads to American citizens or even American presidential candidates, I want to know about it.
Yeah. I want to talk a little bit about the swamp's methodology, too. We've seen the Nunez phone calls be released in Schiff's report with no knowledge, with Devin Nunez never having had been given any knowledge that his phone records and private communications had been subpoenaed, and it's revealed in that way. There's been a lot in these investigations that have been done in secret. Of course, Schiff held all of his intel, early intel meetings in a private skiff in the house. The kind of underhanded, behind closed doors, we're not really showing the public what's going on here, and then handpicking the witnesses to say certain things to try to paint the narrative that they're painting. It seems, I think, by average independent people, quite corrupt in terms of what they're trying to manipulate an outcome. But you've been on the receiving end of some of the swamp's not so nice methodologies. Give us a little bit of your experience.
Well, Kevin, thanks for asking the question. In my case, it wasn't the congressional committees as much as it was the FBI.
Right.
And the FBI, during the Mueller investigation, came after me. They had a theory of corruption and collusion, which was incorrect. But they seized all of my not just my phone records, but my text messages and my emails. They took them from the Trump transition, and they took them in such a way that I had no access to them. And when I asked, well, when you're asking me questions about what did I talk about on this phone call, I don't even remember having this phone call. Can you give me a predicate? Can you tell me who did I talk to before? What's the timeline here? Oh, no, we're not going to show you that. You don't need it. Tell us what you said during this phone call. And if you get it a little bit wrong, then they say, well, you're lying. That's perjury. We're going to charge you with something. In the end, I called their bluff and they didn't do it. But it's the same strong-arm tactics that the Democrats are using against not only President Trump, but everybody around him, everybody who's trying to fight against this abuse of power, including Devin Nunez.
Yeah. Friends, you got to get her book. It's available for pre-order. It doesn't drop until February 25th. But all right, Kevin McCullough, and this conversation with KT McFarland being brought to you tonight specially. And her new book is called Revolution, and it is it goes into great detail. And when we continue, I'll give you a little more of an opportunity to understand what it is all about. One more segment with KT McFarland as we continue here on Radio Night Live. Also thankful for our sponsorship from MyPillow. If you have not yet tried the Giza Dream Sheets, he is offer Mike Lindell, the founder, originator, is a president head of MyPillow, is offering them first time ever, buy one set, get one set free. They are the most luxurious thing you will ever sleep on. I promise you. Check them out when you go 800-506-2641 and use promo code KMC, 800-506-2641. Also, you can order his new book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO, Mike Lindell. It's hot off the press. You can get it at MyPillow.com as well. Use my promo code, get 10% off and free shipping. That's 800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Live from New York, we continue with Radio Night Live. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A Red Cross official says water is covering roads in flood-hit northeastern Oregon, and they're finally starting to recede. That will allow residents who've been evacuated to return home and check out the damage. Pendleton Police Chief Stuart Roberts says several places were really swamped.
Primarily it was two trailer parks and then some adjacent single-family dwelling homes. The number has not been verified, but somewhere around 200 compromised by high water, anywhere from 6 to 4 feet.
Also, many roads are still closed by landslides, flooding, and fallen trees in parts of Washington state. In Wuhan, China, the first American has died from the coronavirus. The official death toll there has risen to 780 people. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
All right, Kevin McCullough, welcoming you back in, second hour, and of course, we're in the ladies' lounge tonight. KT McFarland, the author of Revolution, Trump, and We the People. Great selection. I hope that you'll make plans to get a copy and to read it. But she's telling us all about the kind of concept behind what she went through when the swamp came after her. But KT, I want to pick up on the conversation on a different level here, because one of the things that through the end of impeachment and even up through the Senate trial that was very obvious that they were very pulled out of sorts about was this idea that somehow the president might have a back channel means of communication to another government entity that didn't go through the official State Department. I know that ticks State Department people off pretty royally, and it was pretty obvious that there were a lot of, just ask Mr. Vindman, who's now unemployed, and Mr. Sondland, who's been recalled. There were a lot of people that disagreed with the policy that the president was putting forward and made that clear in their testimony. But doesn't the president get to set new policy when he wins election? Isn't that the purpose of elections, is to set new policy in different directions? So I'm just curious, is the emphasis that they put on this back channel and kind of alternative way of doing things ever been done before, or are they just emphasizing it here because it's Trump?
Every president has used back-channel communications. Every single president. You can go back to the Kennedy administration during the Cuban Missile Crisis. They used a reporter, Pierre Salinger, a reporter at the United Nations, to have a back-channel conversation with Khrushchev and the Soviet Union. Reagan used back-channel conversations to try to figure out what was going on with the hostage-taking in the Middle East. Every single president has used back-channel communications. The most famous one probably is Nixon, who used Henry Kissinger, who was not a member of the State Department. He was an NSC advisor to Kissinger. Kissinger worked closely with Nixon at the White House, and he had Kissinger go make secret trip to China without letting the State Department know. And the president uses back-channel communications for a couple of reasons. One, sometimes he just doesn't trust the bureaucracy to carry out his wishes. Number two, he uses it because it's unofficial. You have the ability to say, to deny it afterwards if the situation doesn't work out. And it also gives the president the ability to just fly a flag and see, let's test this out. Let's see if the other country is willing to negotiate on this issue without making it a full-fledged, formally vetted process within the bureaucracy. A lot of times it's just a testing the water. And that's exactly what Trump has done with Ukraine, with a whole lot of other issues. Why? Part of it is because the bureaucracy refuses to carry out his foreign policy, the foreign policy the American people elected him to do.
And there's no law that says he can't do these back channel things.
Not only is there no law that says he can't, there's no law that really, there's nothing in the Constitution about a Secretary of State or a Foreign Service or ambassadors. If the president has the sole authority for conducting foreign policy, he can do it. He can ask the janitor to go make foreign policy and be a conduit. And here's why it's so important for Trump personally, I think because of his background, and I write about this in my book. Supposedly when Trump was getting ready to buy Mar-a-Lago, he told the valet parker, where he parked his car, he said, I'm about to buy the most famous piece of real estate in Palm Beach, and I'm going to buy Mar-a-Lago. And so the valet parker said, well, Mr. Trump, why don't you go out on the lawn of Mar-a-Lago and look up in the middle of the day and tell me what you see. So Trump did. He looked up and he realized the most valuable piece of real estate in Palm Beach was directly under the flight path of flights going into Palm Beach Airport. So Trump renegotiated the price. He still bought Mar-a-Lago. And then he went to the city of Palm Beach, and he had the flight path changed. So the point being that Trump understands that sometimes the convenient, regular, accepted ways of doing business just don't work. And I think that's why he's always looked to sort of a different angle, gives him a different take. And he has a much bigger universe of friends and colleagues given his decades in the business.
Well, one of the things that they have continually said in this process is that he did all of this for his own personal gain, and I'm going, but this is a guy who's losing net worth every day that he's in office and is decidedly doing this as sacrificially as he can, not even taking a salary. It's just really not only not taking a salary but donating his salary to different areas of the government where it is in need. He has taken every year, he gets paid every quarter, he gets full fourth of his salary every quarter, and he donates it back to some department of the government that's doing something that he wants to give more encouragement to. Anyway, K.T. McFarland's book is called Revolution. Please go get a copy and make her a New York Times best-selling author tonight. Lots more where that came from, and K.T., thank you for being with us. All right, when we come back, just your calls the rest of the way, 888-340-3373. You want to talk about the Iowa caucuses and the funny business going on in the Democratic primary? You want to talk about Nancy Pelosi ripping up the State of the Union? Anything and everything. We'll take your calls next. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Don't go away.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
604-2575 or visit Landmark. All right. meet Kevin McCullough saying, hey, welcome in. We've got an interesting final little bit of the show for you, because I think we're going to talk about one of the most interesting stories of the week that is just developing today. And today, if you scroll over to the Fox News website, you'll see a headline. It was the top headline for most of the day. It's down in the second or third headline now. But this is what it says. Dems demand Twitter, Facebook take down edited video of Pelosi ripping up State of the Union speech posted by Trump. And this is the argument that they make. They're saying that the video misleads people, that the latest fake video of Speaker Pelosi is deliberately designed to mislead and lie to the American people, and every day that these platforms refuse to take it down is another reminder that they care more about the shareholders' interest than the public's interest, said Pelosi's deputy chief of staff. And this is what they're upset about. Somebody that supports the president took the video of her ripping the speech in two at the State of the Union on Tuesday night and then reinserted it through the highlights of the speech. We have the video. Let's take a little look at it.
Charles is one of the last surviving Tuskegee Airmen, the first black fighter pilots, and he also happens to be Ian's great-grandfather.
And then there's the rip by Nancy. Now, obviously, that's edited. Then he keeps going. He cuts to another one. They did all of these.
We have a very special surprise.
This is the military reunification. The father coming back from forward duty.
He is here with us tonight, and we couldn't keep him waiting any longer.
There she goes, ripping the speech. That's obviously the same shot over and over again. But Pelosi's people are here.
I can proudly announce tonight that an opportunity scholarship has become available. It's going to you, and you will soon be heading to the school.
Little young African American girl. She's going to go to the school of her choice because of her hard work and good studies. She's ripping the speech. Okay, kill the video. The point is, he had these highlight moments from people that he honored throughout the speech. Somebody took it, inserted it in there, and. My question is, and so her argument and her staff is like, no, Facebook has to take it down. Twitter has to take it down. It's misleading. It's fake. But is it really misleading? That's the question. Because when she rips it at the end, which she had planned to do all along, because you could see the little pre-tears that she had made in the sides of it, because, you know, her feeble little arms, there's no way she could hoist a whole piece of paper and rip it in two. But when she did that, was she not doing that very thing to all of the people that were being honored? Let's go to the phones and take your calls and see what you have to say. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Let's go to West Hollywood. Shani's there. Hey, Shani, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough.
Hi, Kevin. Good evening. I just wanted to say, and I waited a long time, I wanted to say, no, do not take down their video. They have to keep it up because that shows exactly what her body is about. She is a very nasty woman. She does this kind of blows and things, and the media tries to clean it up for her. They try very hard, but it's nothing doing because she gave a slap to the American people, the people that the black girl going on a scholarship, mm-hmm. the men coming from servicing, she, Rush Limbaugh, you know, everybody. She slapped people in the face. She should control her house because those ladies in dressed in white, and I don't know why they dressed in white, because they're not innocent at all. She should control and be and have a little bit more class. She is showing that she's a very classless woman. She is doing a terrible job as the Speaker of the House. She's not the Speaker of the Democrats only. And I say that because I like to call them the far left, not the Democrats. They don't know anything about democracy. They don't know anything about being honest. They are liars. They are just scammers. And I am so tired of them. So that video should stay there because that shows exactly how she feels about the Republicans, and it shows how she feels about the American people.
Well, I think
you... I am a naturalized...
Go ahead.
Yes. No, I am a naturalized citizen. I'm originally from Guatemala. But I tell you one thing, I agree 100% because I pay my dues. I went through all the rules that everybody has to go through to get into this country. I had a job. I retired here. I worked as a librarian. So I don't want to hear that people are coming over the wall jumping and having no papers just because they don't have they have the money. They pay $10,000 to the coyotes to bring them to this country. So it shows exactly what her party is.
I think you're right, Shannon. I think you're right. Thank you for your call, as always, and thanks for having us on there in West Hollywood tonight on Biz TV.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. 888-340-3373. By the way, if you disagree with me, I put you to the front of the line, but does Nancy Pelosi have a case? Is she actually, are her people being legitimate when they say that that video is deceptive and misleading and basically propagating fake news, simply because someone put the ripping of the speech right next to the honoring of the Tuskegee Airmen, simply because someone put the ripping of the speech right next to the honoring of the little African-American girl who's going to get an opportunity scholarship and get to go to a better school than what her local community has to offer because she's worked hard. See, here was my problem with Nancy for much of the State of the Union. It's like, if you watched her, to be candid, at the end when she ripped up the speech, it was kind of anticlimactic. She looked like such an unhinged person all the way through the speech. I'm sitting there watching the president, who basically looked so comfortable, and he wasn't bothered by anything. He was easily just, you know, reading what he had planned on saying it with great passion, delivering it, and I don't think he lost an ounce of sleep that night that she had ripped his speech up. I honestly don't think he thought about her at all. But it was obvious through the extent of the speech that she was literally beside herself, sometimes talking out loud to nobody, waving her hand, mouthing things that went nowhere. And, I don't know, just generally unhinged. But she's asking Twitter and Facebook, take down this video. This video is unfair to me. It misleads people to think, what did you want people to think? You tore the thing up at the end. That's generally a sign that you disagree with it all and you want to just burn it down. All right, Kevin McCullough coming back from New York. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Visit Landmark Gold. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Nice shot of Lower Manhattan tonight. Even though our elected officials in this city have done everything they can to make it as dangerous as possible, like literally with bail reform, it's getting out of control. Which is one of the reasons why I have this little buddy with me now all the time. But you've got people wandering the streets that are, you know, assaulting people and then being let back out on no bail. Just, you know, assaulting people, going back out, assaulting more people. And as messed up as that is, we're still the greatest city. It really is. It's a wonderful place. I'm hoping that the elected leaders will soon be replaced by those of us that are here, because they need to be. Anyway, obviously next Tuesday is kind of big. It's the New Hampshire primary. They're saying that Pete Buttigieg is tied for the lead now with Bernie Sanders. I don't believe that, by the way. I think Sanders is going to win somewhat handily. I think he's going to do fine. Not that I'm pulling for any of them, because I don't care if any of them get the nomination, because I don't want any of them to be president. But Pete Buttigieg did say something interesting this last week. He was asked by Meghan McCain on The View on Friday if he could clarify his seemingly radical abortion views, that the Bible says life begins with breath, so that we could interpret differently about whether or not you should kill unborn babies. And when he went to go clarify, McCain cut in, saying that honing in on partial birth abortion question in particular is something that was coming up, like in Virginia, et cetera, et cetera. And Buttigieg deflected. He said, no, this is about women's rights and feminist talking points. McCain said, that's not good enough. And he basically then made the argument that his supposed Christian faith gives him good conscience in telling parents who have disabled children that abortion is a legitimate option to solve that problem. You know, someone else thought defective people could be described by disability. And in fact, when this certain person was trying to take over, you know, the world, one of the groups of people that he took great delight in putting down were the disabled. Someone named Adolf Hitler held the exact same view, that if we just got rid of the defective people, the disabled people, that in some way would make more elbow room for all of us regular people. Friends, be very, very, very concerned when someone comes and asks for your vote and then singles out any group of people as saying, well, they don't really have a right to live. Because if they can do that by class, by category, by some sort of grouping of people, then there are no groups of people that will ever be safe. And if Pete Buttigieg believes that disabled kids don't necessarily have a right to life, what's him to stop from having differences of opinion with people that disagree with him on what his faith means? That's the truth. So we got to stop that right now. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next week.
With you. When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.